You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 464. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. On Sunday morning, Meta, aka Facebook and Instagram, erased my business. Not hacked, not warned, not shadow banned, gone. Facebook, Instagram, all of it. And here's the part that will shock you the most. I still made almost $10,000 the very next day without the platform. Hey there, you amazing human. Welcome back to another awesome podcast episode with me, your host, Ange, international award-winning business consultant, speaker, and podcaster. And today's episode was not planned, was not on the 2026 bingo card. It's not strategic. It's not part of some fancy content calendar. This is real time, real life, behind the scenes business. Because this week, Meta decided to shut down my Facebook and Instagram accounts. And I want to talk about what happened, the timeline, and the biggest lesson every business owner needs to hear right now. So let me give you a little bit of a lowdown of the chronological order of what happened. So Sunday, February the 8th, I was off, rocking and rolling. And as I was driving back from the Gold Coast, because I had been at a conference for the last couple of days, I got these dings through my radio saying, hey, Facebook needs a code. And then like Instagram had sent code via WhatsApp. And I thought, that's interesting because my staff don't work on a Sunday. So I was like, that's weird. And then I got home and I read the message. So at 10:30, I received my first email. It said, take action or lose access to Angela Henderson Consulting. Your Instagram account has been suspended due to violations related to child sexual exploitation, abuse, and nudity. Now, I want you to just sit with that for a fucking second, because I have never, ever posted anything remotely close to that. Not as a joke, not as a mistake, not accidentally. Nothing. I run a business strategy brand, a healing center, a podcast, events, retreats, and suddenly I'm being told my account is suspended for one of the most serious violations on the platform. Now, as a side note, I also went and Googled this, and there have been multiple people here in Australia and around the world that the same thing has happened to because of Facebook's, or Meta's, AI bots. I was absolutely gobsmacked. Then at exactly the same time, I received another email. This one was for the Healing Center of Australia account. And it said they had detected unusual activity and had locked the account. And then just 3 minutes later at 10:33, I got a third email. This one was for my dog's account, Grateful the Bulldog. And it too had been suspended for account integrity issues. So within 3 minutes, three different accounts, three different reasons, all shut down. By 11:30 a.m., I had already submitted the appeal. A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual three-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now, let's get back into this amazing episode. But this wasn't the first time, my friends, and here's the thing. This isn't my first rodeo with good old Meta. Back on October 7th, 2025, the Healing Center account was suspended. Reason, account integrity. Then a couple weeks later, on October 29th, I was told the account had been permanently disabled. Gone. Then on November 27th, Meta emailed me and said, "We reviewed your account and found it does follow our community standards. We're sorry we got this wrong." And then they reinstated it. But here's where it gets wild. That same minute, the account was disabled again. And then on November 29th, 2 days later, they reinstated it again, apologizing that they had gotten it wrong. So in less than 2 months, that account had been suspended, permanently disabled, reinstated, disabled again, and reinstated again. All because Meta's AI system, quote unquote, kept getting it wrong. Now here's the uncomfortable truth. For many business owners, if Instagram or Facebook disappeared tomorrow, their business would disappear with it. No leads, no audience, no communication channel, no revenue. And this is why I've been talking about this shit for years. You do not own your social media audience. You are renting it. Meta owns it. Instagram owns it. TikTok owns it. LinkedIn owns it. And when they take it away at any moment, without warning, without explanation, and sometimes without any logic, you are left in the weeds wondering, how am I going to run my business? But here's where the story changes. So February 8th is when this happened. Monday, the very next day after losing my social media accounts, I sent an email to my list. And within 24 hours, I made just under $10,000 in sales. No Facebook, no Instagram, no stories, no reels, just my email list. That right there is the power of having an owned audience. And here's another myth I want to bust while we're here. I've had the blue tick for these accounts, the verification, the so-called priority support. And let me tell you, it hasn't helped to date at all. No faster support, no human contact, no protection. Just automated emails and appeals like everyone else. So if you think getting verified is going to protect your business, in my instance, it hasn't. This isn't just a poor Angela story. This is a wake-up call for every business owner listening, because this can happen to an award-winning international business consultant with multiple businesses, thousands of followers, a verified account, years of content, and a clean track record. And if it can happen to me, it can sure the hell happen to anyone at any time. If you take one action after this podcast episode, let it be this: start building or to continue building your email list today. Not next month, not when you have time, not when you feel ready. Fucking today. Because algorithms change, accounts get hacked, platforms shut you down, and sometimes Meta just gets it wrong. But your email list, that is yours. You own it, you control it, and you can communicate with your audience anytime you want. And as I've just experienced, it can keep your business alive when everything else disappears. So yes, this week I lost my Facebook and Instagram accounts and I'm waiting for the appeal to come through. Please, if you are out there, put out positive vibes, imagining me being back on socials. But here's the thing, despite losing my accounts, I didn't lose my business, I didn't lose my entire audience, and I didn't lose my revenue because I didn't build my business on borrowed land. If this episode gave you the nudge you needed to start building your email list, then this whole experience might actually end up being a gift, not only to myself, but until you. And so if there's anything, grow your email list tattooed on your ass. Just kidding. Don't do that. But please, please, please consider building your email list. Why? Because your business deserves a home that you actually own. And if you need any help with strategy, building your email list, or anything like that, that's what I do. That's why I'm still standing today. Please make sure you reach out to me at angelahenderson.com.au or send me an email at info@angelahenderson.com.au. And I'm happy to explore how I might be able to help you do that. But for now, I hope you have a beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again for another podcast episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. But as I said multiple times, and I'm going to say it again, run, not walk, to build your email list. Much love. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.